Indie Author Confidential. Secrets No One Will Tell You About Being a Writer, Volume 4. Written by M.L. Ron. Read by Mike, courtesy of Google Play Books Auto Narration. Copyright 2021 by the author. Production, copyright 2022 by the author. Introduction. This volume covers the first quarter of 2021, a new year and hopefully much better than 2020. It's refreshing to start a new year and put my new strategy into action. The last volume was decidedly marketing-focused. I concluded both my Beast Mode and Amnesia Mode challenges, racking up a record amount of books and book sales. Now I'm returning to form and writing fiction. This volume is more production and editing-focused, as that was where I spent my time. I also believe this is a great way to start a new year that, at the time of this writing, still seems just as uncertain as 2020. Sometimes the best thing to do is the only thing you can do, write. My core strategic priorities. As a refresher, my mission is to create content that entertains and/or educates my audience, preferably both, and to remain nimble in an ever-changing industry. I do this by focusing on 5 strategic priorities. Become a world-class content creator. Become a world-class marketer. Become a technology-driven writer. Become a data-driven writer. Become the writer of the future. I believe these 5 priorities are most important for me to have a long-term, sustainable career. What's in this volume? In this volume, I discuss a new challenge where I dictated while riding an exercise bike, and the incredible insights that came from it, including some weight loss. In the world-class marketer section, I talk about some lessons I learned with advertising a poetry collection, Amazon keywords, and a big mistake I made with a book cover design this quarter that I hope won't hurt me too much. I also talk about my return to dictation after several years, and new styles of dictating that have made me insanely more productive. There is also a large section in this book about an editing data and analytics project. I've described my ideas for this project in previous volumes under the title of a personal editing rules engine. This quarter, I finally deployed it, and the results are mind-blowing. I've cleared the way to producing squeaky clean manuscripts free of grammar errors and typos. A good deal of the technology and data sections are dedicated to the editing project, because it's a huge leap forward in my production process. I also spend some time talking about new thoughts around my editing process, and how I've developed a more nuanced approach to research, self-editing, and working with my editors. Additionally, I also give an update on items that I mentioned in the last volume, such as applying for a TED Talk and my 2021 Plus author strategy. And, as always, I offer some fun ideas you can steal in your writing business. No volume of Indie Author Confidential would be complete without some bold ideas. Enjoy and happy 2021. M.L. Ron. Des Moines, Iowa. February 3, 2021. Become a world-class content creator. Be a glacier. You're either shrinking or expanding, so they say. I was watching a video interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the governator was talking about his workout routine. Interestingly, it made me think of my writing routine. What's the typical workout routine? Legs day, arms day, cardio day, rest. What if your writing routine was writing day, self-improvement day, rinse and repeat? Or something else like writing day, marketing day, business day, and so on? You can get obnoxious with this, of course, but it's a great concept. I've always struggled with finding a balance between writing and marketing, and this is the simplest way I can think to fix it. Write every day, but on the days when writing is not primary, meet your quota and then focus on something else. I've been doing that the past few days as I write this chapter. Day A is a writing day. Day B is a self-improvement day. Self-improvement happens to include marketing. When I'm writing, I'm shrinking. I'm pouring what I know onto the page, and my brain is smaller afterward.